Sean Mann, co-owner of DCFC, that's the Detroit City Football Club, is here. This is, Sean, you must be having a blast with the World Cup being here and everything going on.
There is a lot going on these days. It's pretty exciting times for the sport, for sure, without a doubt.
I don't know if you remember the name Roger Faulkner, but he has written a book called You Can't Get There From Here, My Soccer Journey from Derby to Detroit. He used to be on with J.P. McCarthy all the time, pushing soccer back in, got the 94 games here, and continues to keep pushing soccer. So I know he's in his glory. You must be in your glory. Now, you've had a little bit of a setback, not that unusual, but you had to reset when you're going to be able to open your new stadium. Tell us the very latest on that.
Yeah, I mean, we just opened our preview center just a couple blocks away from the stadium site. And with that, you know, we've just reoriented towards a 2028 opening, beginning of the season there. You know, no any big item, just a lot of little things in any construction project, and wanted to make sure we were able to open it and deliver a stadium right way, properly from day one. And so, you know, things keep moving forward every day, you know, it's an exciting project to bring to fruition here.
Yeah, and I understand you already have people buying tickets in advance.
Yeah, we launched our deposits back end of last year, and we've already have over 6,000 deposits placed for new
season
stadium.
Ticket deposits in advance like that for a place that holds 15,000 seats. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, no, the enthusiasm support you know, is tremendous. You know, we've enjoyed that from day one with this club for the last 15 years. I mean, it's one of the most unique stories in American pro sports, to be honest, right? And every time we've taken another leap and taken on a new challenge, you know, the community's rallied around us. And, yeah, this is our biggest chapter yet, without a doubt.
The World Soccer Celebration watch parties that you have are pretty famous in their own right. Tell us about them.
Well, you know, with the World Cup going on, you know, we partnered with DDP, Downtown Detroit Partnership, in Campus Martius last Friday for a first U.S. game and had a packed house. Capacity crowd, over 5,000 people down there. And with the next U.S. game tomorrow, 3 o'clock, we're doing another watch party. And fortunately to say, it's already sold out, so it'll be a capacity crowd again. And then even tonight we're doing a watch party down on Bagley in southwest Detroit and Mexicantown for the Mexico match. And we even had about 500 people turn out for that last week. So, you know, it's an exciting time. You know, the world's the largest sporting event here in America, and it's a way to bring that kind of enthusiasm here to Detroit.
Sean Mann, co-owner of DCFC, Detroit City Football Club. How did you come up with Friendly the Polar Bear as the team's mascot?
You know, everything about this club in many ways is DIY, right? Like, we started out with our girlfriends now wives mowing the field at Cass Tech with us and selling tickets. And you know, when it came to having a mascot, a friend of ours, when we first started up, he found a polar bear costume on in a trash heap on the side of the road, and we adopted it. And for 15 years now, you know, it's been a part of our match days. And many, many interns have been stuck sweating in that thing over the years. And it's a kind of a part of our identity.
As if you didn't have enough lore being found at the side of the road in a trash heap. Then it was stolen recently out of a DCFC staffer's car. But luckily somebody found it and a good Samaritan returned it. So that's the good end of the story there. But it adds to the lore, doesn't it?
It was pretty amazing. Unfortunately, yes, the staffer had the car broken into, and the hockey bag that had Friendly in it was taken. And, you know, thankfully, Paws and Rory and Hooper and the whole fraternity of mascots in town put out the word. And somebody called us on Sunday afternoon and told us that they saw a polar bear costume in a vacant lot on the north end. And, we were able to save Friendly.
Friendly's going to be there in person or in bear at a doubleheader at Keyworth Stadium in Hamtramck this Saturday.
The men are playing at 5 o'clock. That's actually, that game's nationally broadcast on ESPN2. And then after that at 8 o'clock, the women's team plays. So, you know, our annual kind of men's women doubleheader, big festival of soccer, a day after World Cup watch party, just a lot of positive, fun activities going on. And, couldn't ask for more.
Well, I'm thrilled for you. I know that this has been going on for a very long time. I'm thrilled too that that many people care so much about a little polar bear that loves soccer, and that it lives on as well. And the good news is that with the usual kinds of delays, you're going to get that new stadium open not in 2027, but now the spring of 2028. Sometimes good things are worth waiting for, right, Sean?
Yeah, it's exciting seeing it come to fruition, and the preview center opening up. You know, it's an opportunity for people to come take a look and see, you know, models of the stadium and a replica of one of the suites. And, you know, I think we're delivering a truly unique venue for Detroit, and that's representative of the community, and it's exciting to bring it to life.
It's all good. Sean Mann, co-owner of DCFC, Detroit City Football Club. We continue with Paul W. at JR.